Blog Talk Radio.
everyone. Thank you all for tuning in right now. We are getting started with Blog Talk Ministries, the radio ministry, that is. I'm your host on tonight, Minister Sylvia Kaiser, and I am so excited about tonight. Tonight we will have Dr. Serena Wright as our speaker. I'm also waiting for her to tune up on Facebook Live, which will be coming up momentarily. She will be live for that section of the program also, and that I'm getting ready to make sure everything in my background is muted so you won't hear it. We just want to say thank you again for joining Smile 3E on Sharpening Iron Ministries, where we will be bringing the word of God to you. Please mute it. We will be doing what we need to do to make sure that you have the word. So if you can get your Bibles, paper, pencil, and pen to bring the word to life when you need to look back at it. So I'm going to check right now to see if Minister Sheila is on the line so that she can pray with us and for us. I'm Minister Sheila, are you on the line? Okay, I'm assuming that Minister Sheila is at work and she's not in a situation where she can pray for us. So I'm going to just go into prayer for us so that we could just be ready for when the woman of God comes on the air. And while I'm doing that, would you all please pray with me? And also, can you please get your Bibles, pencil, and paper ready, as I said earlier? So let's go into prayer. Father God, we come before you right now, God, asking you for forgiveness, O Lord, asking you for another opportunity to just do what we need to do to prove that we are about your business, God, to prove that we are sincere in our hearts and our desires to be with you and to be a part of your kingdom. For God, we so love you and we so depend on you and we so just put our cares and our hands up to just worship you, honor you, and give you praise. God, we ask you to bless our families, bless our homes, bless our jobs. God, we just ask you to give us all the means that we need to succeed and to do what we need to do in this time. For God, we know that you are God and you are God alone. You don't need any help. For God, we're just depending on you to be our Lord and Savior. God, we ask you to just bless Chicago and every other city that's in a rampage, that's going through COVID-19, that we are just going through so much that we get beside ourselves. God, we ask you to clear our hearts and our minds that we could just depend on you, focus on you, and focus on your word to do what you have called us to do. God, we're just asking you to teach us how to pray, teach us how to love what you love, teach us how to desire to be in your word even the more, to teach us how to love your word even the more. God, teach us how to depend on you for everything that we need, because we know that, God, you are our Lord and Savior. You are everything. With you, all things are possible. God, we ask you to bless all of our politicians that's trying to be the president. God, give them wisdom that we're trying to bring the people together and not split the people apart any further. God, we're just asking you to do what only you can do, God. Teach your people how to humble themselves. Teach your people how to get back on their knees and their face to depend on you. Don't believe it's their will, but God, let your will be done. Teach us how to just say, God, I can't do it. I don't know what I'm doing, but God, I'm giving everything over to you, my mind, my way, my will. God, I'm giving it all to you, God. Take everything out of me, God, that's not like you. Take everything out of me, God, that's not from you. Take everything out of me, God, that's not about you, God. Make me want to love you even the more. And the reason I say make me, God, is because I know that you have a will to help my mind stay on you. God, I'm just asking you to cover our families, cover our minds, cover our hearts and our health. that we be one with you, O God. Bless all the children. Bless all the parents that are hurting. Bless all the people that are hurting, families, and everyone that are hurting right now, God. Give them all the comfort. Send your angels to minister to them, O Lord. In Jesus' name we pray these things, and in these things we pray sincerely from our heart. Amen. So with that being said and prayed, we're going to just trust God right now. We're going to trust him beyond ourselves. We're going to trust him with everything. And just know that God is the way, the only way, the truth and the light, that no man can come to his Father, but we have to go through Jesus Christ to get to God. And we can't find no other way. We can't scheme it, and we can't look no other way. So we're going to just call on Dr. Wright and see if she's on the line now so that we can turn it over into her hands. Dr. Wright, are you on the line? Dr. Wright is calling in. Dr. Wright, are you on the line?
Oh, God bless you.
Yes, it's in your hands, Dr. Wright. Have your way. Dr. Wright, are you still on the line?
I'm here.
Okay, it's in your hands. Have your way.
God, we just thank you. Welcome, welcome, everybody, Facebook Live family. Welcome to the Blog Talk listeners. Listen, we are so excited about this opportunity. We are every month. Hallelujah. Glory to God, because we get a chance to share on the Blog Talk Radio platform. We've been sharing here for some years now, and so have so many other powerful, anointed, called ministers of the gospel. We thank God for Apostle Alex Cecilia. We thank God for Sylvia Kaiser. We thank God for those that have come in and continued in obedience to what God had encouraged them to do. And so we just thank God for that. We are never ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. We understand that the WWW means that we get access to the whole wide world to tell them the truth about the gospel of the only true and living God. So we are so excited. We are sobered by. We are humbled by. We understand the accountability and the responsibility to come before people with the word of the Lord and to share. Hallelujah. There are many that have not bowed their knee to Baal. Hallelujah. We'll leave that right there. So we are just inviting you in. Come on in and share and watch with us as we share with you the word of the Lord. Again, we do know and trust that that prayers have gone forth. And I, at the end, I will have a wonderfully exciting announcement, something we've been working on for months and have been holding the Blog Talk audience off with anticipation, but we are prepared to make that announcement. More than that, we are prepared to turn in our word to 1 Peter, if you would turn with us. Woman of God, just let me know that you can hear me on the blog. Can you hear me? While they are turning to 1 Peter, I just want to make sure that you can hear me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to his name. Well, we're going to go forward. Can you hear me, woman of God, on Blog Talk? Thank you, Jesus. I promise you, if you get your word, then the Spirit of the Lord is going to speak and to share with us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. So if you will turn with me to 1 Peter chapter 4. If you will turn with me, put your finger in chapter 4. Turn one page, chapter 5. God bless you, Cecilia Kaiser. Janice McClendon, let me tell y'all something. I've got some friends that pray. I don't know what else to say. If you don't have any friends that pray, then I'm going to give you my friend list, because I've got some women of God and some men of God that pray, that love God, and if they see you going off, they're going to pray. How many people know you need some friends that pray? Everybody smiling in your face, lying to you, telling you you're doing okay, know yet your underwear's showing, you got tissue on your shoe. Y'all don't want to say nothing, but I've got some friends that pray. I thank God, hallelujah, for them. 1 Peter chapter 4. Put your finger there, 1 Peter chapter 5. I teach, read, study from the Amplified Bible. If you will go with me in the one that you enjoy, to 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 1, it says, so since Christ suffered in the flesh for us, for you, arm yourselves with the same thoughts and purpose. For whosoever has suffered in the flesh, having the mind of Christ, is done with intentional sin. Again, it says, so since Christ suffered in the flesh for us, for you, arm yourselves with the same thought and purpose. For whosoever suffers in the flesh, having the mind of Christ, is done with intentional sin. So what we open with, hi, Nyla. I love you, Nyla. Nyla is so sweet. Y'all, one day I'm going to wake up, I'm going to be real sweet like Nyla. But let's keep reading the scripture. So we open up with this first verse, and it says that Christ suffered in the flesh. And then he goes and says, arm yourself with the same thought and purpose. The scripture connects thought and purpose with his ability to suffer well, to suffer successfully. We know, those that study the scripture, that know the word, that he suffered in order to finish the assignment. So the implication is that he suffered well. He suffered to completion. He finished his assignment, even though it was difficult. He suffered in his flesh. It was anguish, disappointment. They teased him. They mocked him. He suffered. He suffered. But then it says, arm yourself. Arm. It gives us a war term. Arm yourself. Arm. Fight this way also. It mentions him suffering and then tells us, and if you want to do what he did, fight the way he fought. My goodness. If you want to do what he did, fight the way he fought. Arm yourself with the same. Now let's now we're posturing ourselves for fighting. Arm yourself with the same what? With the same Uzi, with the same AK-47. That's what I was looking for. I said, okay, I'm about to go get me one. I'm a conceal and carry. I'm gonna arm myself. It says with the same thought and the same purpose. My God, he fought with his mind and his assignment. Y'all, Jesus, I'm calming down. He said he suffered in his flesh. He endured anguish, embarrassment, shame. Do you know that the smart people of his day called him the devil? They talked about him. They chided him. They tortured him. They crucified him. He suffered it. He suffered to completion. He carried it out. He did not get on Facebook and start talking about haters. So nobody, everybody's about to log off. He didn't say anything. Father, forgive them, for they know not what he suffered it. They would call him a devil to his face, and he wouldn't even correct them. He just went on to suffer. And the Bible says, if you want to suffer like he did, if you want to finish, if you want to be honored like he is in your own life, if you want the glory of the Lord on you like it was on him, if you want the finished product, then do it like he did it. It said he suffered in the flesh, and you should arm yourself with the same mind and the same purpose. Do you know that Jesus put his purpose above his suffering? Lord have mercy, Jesus. He put his purpose above his suffering. So if he knew his purpose was to complete a particular project on a job, he did not mind, he did not exalt his racist vault over his assignment. He put his assignment, he put the purpose that the Father sent him into the earth realm. He had to finish. Redemption was necessary. The Father wanted to redeem us back to him. So whatever Christ had to do, somebody say he suffered. I know don't nobody want this. This is probably going to get 3 likes. Me, my Pomeranian, and my son. Because nobody wants to talk about suffering. Everybody wants to talk about praising and getting and having and declaring and owning. But nobody. Yes, somebody, all y'all that's listening wants to talk about suffering. But in the version of the Bible I read, it says if you suffer with him, that's when you'll reign with him. When you quit satisfying your own appetites and your own desires, and when you let the assignment take supersession over the line. Do you know that I've decided that the church is going to rise to her place of authority, power, and glory, that she's going to walk in the miraculous when she decides that her purpose is greater than her suffering? Yes, they are going to talk about you. Yes, they are going to say you are holy, whatever. Yes, they are going to say you're old school. But some of these schools need to shut all the way down. I mean, the schools in the church. I mean, the schools in Chicago. Y'all don't want to say nothing to me. Some of the schools need to be shut down because it's only lessons in carnality. It's lessons in ego. It's lessons in arrogance. It's lessons in pride. It's lessons in lasciviousness. Y'all don't say nothing. I said amen when I was studying. But if you suffer, that's the Bible I got. He said, Serena, you're going to suffer it. You're going to learn that I'm the God that still reigns in pain, that I'm big enough. If you decide to make your purpose bigger than your pain, y'all don't want to say nothing in here. Let me tell you something. He said, arm yourself. Now, mind you, just because he exalted his purpose over the pain and the suffering doesn't mean he didn't fight. You know how I know the Bible say arm yourself likewise. If you study it out, those are war terms. He said fight like he fought. He was fighting, but he wasn't fighting with carnal weapons. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty through God, and they pull down strongholds. Because when I get in my mind and decide that God is God no matter what you say, that God is still God no matter what you do, that God is still God no matter how unfair you are. Y'all don't want to say nothing in here. God is still God. I don't care how much you set systems against me. God is still God. God will go in and find me in the backside of the desert and exalt and raise me up in the face of your wicked system. God is still God. Does that mean that we shouldn't object? Does that mean that we should not push back? Of course not. But it does mean that we should not be carnal. Y'all don't want to say nothing. The church is so carnal that some people think she's weak. I said the church is so carnal that some people think she's weak. But the strong church is a suffering church. Oh, yes, it is. Because the Bible says if you want to reign with him, then you will suffer. In 1 Peter chapter 4, it says like he did. We've got to get the mind of Christ. When it tells us to arm ourselves, how did it tell us to do it? It didn't say arm yourself with your flippant, disrespectful mouth. It didn't say arm yourself and do something ignorant with your genitals. Y'all don't want to say nothing. It didn't say, well, just arm yourself and beat that boy to the ground. No, you know why? Because God did call him a prophet, mama. God did call him a prophet, sir. Beating him down ain't going to do nothing but set your two, that sets you two against each other. But if you keep looking at him and telling him, your purpose is going to prevail. I may have to suffer the embarrassment. I may have to suffer this disappointment because I know what I taught you. I know what I showed you. I know what God told me. But I'm going to let the purpose of God be larger than anything I see. He said, if you want to suffer like he did, if you want to suffer to victory, if you want to suffer until people's lives are changed, if you want to suffer like Christ did, he says, arm yourself like this. Fight like this. Fight with the mind of Christ. Fight with the purpose of God before you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We've got to get purpose-minded in the kingdom. Jesus. So, okay, I'm going to edit that out. That was me. We've got to get purpose-minded in the kingdom. We've got to, let me tell you something. Do you know one of the best things that happened? That's okay if you don't agree. I agreed with myself when I was studying. One of the best things that happened is that the brick buildings that have church on them have to shut down so that some people could realize I'm the church. Do you know the church never stopped moving? Do you know COVID-19 didn't shut down the church? COVID-19 shut down a bunch of buildings. But let me tell you something. If AT&T can rewire and still get their customer service calls answered, don't you know that the kingdom is always advancing? The church was never shut down. Just that building was. And let me tell you, when we recognize that we're the church, we'll go ahead and put the pain of our life, the disappointment of our life, the grievings that we must suffer in order to be like him. We'll bring them into perspective. I know there's some Pharisee that might be watching. now. So let me bring this into some balance. Let me tell you something. Do you know that pain is real? Disappointment is real in life. And nobody, not me or God, is saying deny pain. Be delusional and crazy. Set yourself up for psychotropic meds and act like ain't nothing happened to you. That the purpose of God will prevail. No. I'm saying bring it into perspective. Don't make an idol out of it. Yes, he already left you. He married your sister and they got 3 kids. Bring it into perspective. Say the purpose of God in my life has never changed. Even though I've been devastated like I never thought I would be. And the people that were closest to me are the ones that caused me the most pain. But the purpose of my life is still prevailing. The purpose of my life is what I'll use to fight. I will arm myself with the mind of Christ and the assignment of God. And I will move forward and finish, even though I'm suffering. He says, if you Christ suffered in the flesh for us, for you, arm yourself. Do you know, I wish everybody knew that there was a fight going on. I don't care how dark you let your life be. I don't care how dark you decide you let your influences to be. No matter what you do, you can act like it's not going on. You can walk around with tape on your eyes and a walking stick. There is still a fight for the souls of God's people in the earth realm. Oh, yeah, he told God. He said, I'm coming into the earth. What I'm going to do is steal from your people, kill them, and destroy them. He had already preset his plan. So God brought in Christ that we might be redeemed back to him, that the sin and darkness would not have dominion over us. Would somebody read your Bible? And if you understand there's a fight going on, then you would arm yourself. You wouldn't arm yourself with weapons that don't work. You wouldn't arm yourself with carnality. You would arm yourself in prayer. You would arm yourself in worship. You would arm yourself in study your word so that you don't need to be ashamed in the middle of the battle. Do you know the Bible says arm yourself? I didn't say it. The Bible says it. Why would he give us times of war if this is a Rodney King gospel and everybody's going to get along? Don't you know that the fight is just not with people? I would be so excited when the church stops trying to fight with people. I didn't say you don't have to talk about it. You have to acknowledge it. You have to recognize what's going on. But there's no need to get a stirring and animosity and anger and frustration that leads you away from the power of God against people. I'm not the problem. It says that there is an adversary. He roams. Ooh, he can devour. Do you know he's devoured the minds of some people, but he left us here to salt the earth? There is a fight going on. And until you get perspective on the fight, until you figure out who's winning and who's losing, until you figure out how to arm yourself, do you know if you're in a fight and you don't know it, you've already lost? Most of the church, all we've got to do is arm ourselves, recognize that we have an adversary, but he's already defeated when we're in him. That'll keep you from getting out of him. That'll keep you from going off. That'll keep you from giving people a piece of your mind you don't have to spare. Y'all don't want to say nothing. Would you go ahead and arm yourself? Would you go ahead and prepare for the battle that is raging for your children? How do you prepare? In prayer. Because the warfare is spiritual. Yeah, you didn't teach them none of that. You didn't teach that girl none of that. But there's a war going on for her soul. There's a war going on for her destiny. There's a war going on for her assignment in the invisible realm. But we've got weapons that are effective. Somebody say, arm yourself. Would you quit trying to arm yourself with intellect? Do you know I've got some of the smartest friends on earth, and they can get on the bottom of the last piece. Jesus, help me, Lord. Do you know if where the fight is. That anger is sitting up in heavenly places. All you got to do is come on. Yeah, I know they're hateful on your job, but all you got to do, the Bible says, is arm yourself. Arm yourself in your mind with the mind of Christ. That is relentless. That is determined. That is on assignment and will not stop until they're finished. Would you go ahead and arm yourself, because there is armor. Well, that's another part of the book. You study to read your Bible. There is specific armor. We have weapons. We have armor. And then he says, arm yourself. We have weapons. We have armor. And then he says, arm yourself. I'm trying to let you know there's an invisible battle going on. You didn't say it all you can say. You didn't say it all you can say to him, miss. You didn't say it all you can say to her, sir. You didn't say everything you can say. You've written it on a board. You posted it on Facebook. You tweeted it. You Snapchat and TikTok it. Now you need to arm yourself. You want to go ahead and finish the completion. If you want to go ahead and be victorious, you may have to suffer the embarrassment, but if you arm yourself, hallelujah, you'll get the victory he got. You'll get the glory he got. You'll get the outcome he got. You'll get the salvation he got. You'll get the redemption he got. You'll get the promises that he's already made laid up for us. Somebody say, arm yourself, arm yourself, arm yourself. So I said, okay, God, because, you know, I'm real simple. I mean, I come to God. He said, come to me as little children. So I do that. I said, God, how do we arm ourselves? You said that he fought, hallelujah, he fought with purpose, and he fought with his mind. He fought with his purpose, and he fought with his mind. But when it said arm yourself, and you turn over to the fifth chapter, there are some key armor hints. There's some key armor hints over in the fifth chapter of Peter, just one chapter over. So he begins to actually talk about the structuring of the church. He talks in chapter 4 about the suffering of Christ. He goes on to talk about how to structure a literal congregation, that there should be leadership, eldership, authority, submission. There should be a government within any collective body. And then he goes back to talking about suffering in the last part of chapter 5. And so they're connected to me. I said, you're talking about suffering, and then you go on to explain the structure of the church, and then you get back to suffering. And so I begin to read in chapter 5, and I found a few things that we're going to use as part of that we're arming ourselves. Chapter 5, verse 6, in the Amplified, it says, therefore, humble yourself under the mighty hand of God, that in due time he may exalt you. In due time he may exalt you. Somebody say, humility is armor. Do you know that humility accesses grace? Do you know humility? What does that mean? See, that's how we're understanding how this suffering thing works. Because don't you know, when somebody is wrong, there's two left shoes. That when they wrong as wrong can get, then you've got to be the one that knows that right now I've got to arm myself with humility. No, I don't need to say nothing back to you, because, see, anything I say, hallelujah, anything I say is not going to be humility. See, I'm just going to arm myself with the mind of Christ that knows that this is not a back and forth type of thing, that I'm going to arm myself like Christ. What did he have in his mind? Humility. Do you know that Christ very rarely told people that he was the Messiah? He would let who he was awaken within them. He would say, do you want to follow me? He would tell the woman at the well, you're right, and I've got something that you can drink of and never be thirsty again. But he didn't go around boasting, talking about, yeah, I'm the man. Yeah, I'm a win, no matter what. No, he didn't go around boasting, because he had armed his mind with humility. He recognized that if he had finished his course, that would be what produced in his life. And so we want to bring back humility. We want to bring humility into the marriage. We want to bring humility into parenting. Do you know a 5-year-old, 6-year-old child, that's me, will make you so humble, because you cannot figure out for the life of you what in the world is going on. Lord have mercy. You cannot figure out for the life of you what is going on. Do you know that there is humility to be gained in parenting? That you need to bring humility into a marriage? That you need to bring humility into promotion? Do you know that if you get promoted in your own strength, if you get promoted hooking and crooking and deceiving, then you're going to have to continue to do that to keep it. But if you get those things in humility, then whenever it goes left, you go right back to the God that is humble and say, God, they're asking me to do something that goes against your word. I need you to step in and intervene. I need you to change some things because you told me don't say anything like that. You told me don't act like that. You told me don't think like that. He says if you humble yourself under the mighty hand of God, somebody say he'll exalt you. He knows where you are, woman of God. He knows where you are, man of God. Part of your armor, somebody say it's humility. But this is in the fifth chapter of 1 Peter. We're talking about how do we arm ourselves? How do we take on the mind of Christ? How do we put the assignment and the purpose of our life in front of the pain and disappointment? Somebody say humility. It goes on to say be well balanced and sober in your mind. He says, because the devil roams about seeking whom he may devour. Don't you know that that's what we were talking about? That the armor is because there is a fight. And if you don't keep your mind balanced, somebody say in the word. Now, psychology will say keep a well-balanced mind, but they're talking about psychology. But the mind of Christ is balanced with the truth of the word. The mind of Christ is balanced with the promises of God. The mind of Christ is balanced with understanding who God is. Somebody say, well balanced. You've got to be sober and vigilant. You've got to say, God, I know it's nothing but chaos all around me, but I've got access to peace that passes my own understanding. He said, humility is part of your armor. Then he says, be well balanced in your mind because there is an adversary. He's roaming. He's seeing if he can take advantage of you. He's seeing if you're not recognizing that there's a fight in the heavenlies, that there's a supernatural fight, and you'll lose yourself in the chaos and the frustration. Somebody say humility and a well-balanced mind. Humility, somebody say, and a well-balanced mind. The last one in verse 9, he goes on to say, withstand him. He's talking about the adversary. He says, withstand him and be firm in your faith. Hallelujah. He said, withstand him and be firm in your faith. The Amplified says determined, immovable, knowing that the same things have happened to people all over the world. He says you'll be rooted and established. Do you know that it takes faith to suffer? That's how I knew it was part of his armor. Because you've got to believe the promises of God and the God who promised. Don't nobody want it. You got to believe the promises of God, and you got to believe the God who, because do you know when sometimes you're facing devastation and disappointment that's so real that you can feel your actual muscle in your heart ache, but you've got to be armored with faith. You've got to be prepared to believe the promises of God and the God that promised. Do you know that when your wife is walking out on you every other night, and you know for sure that's the one he told you to marry, you've got to believe the promises of God and the God that promised. There is a way, people of God, for us to suffer like him and reign like he did and reign like he does. We've got to arm ourselves. We've got to understand there is an adversary. He roams looking to devour us, that we must be found in him, armored with the mind of Christ and the assignment of God. There is victory for us in the kingdom. There is victory, God said, in the kingdom. There is victory for you, woman of God. There is victory for your son, sir. There is victory for you. Even in this place where the whole globe is being restored and rebuilt, there is victory. We speak now to those that have been overwhelmed by that has been raging against them. All you need to understand is that you need to be armored. Do you know that the mind of Christ can understand, can bring suffering into perspective and stand firm on his faith because he believed the promises of God and the God who promised. I know it's devastating. I know we're talking about the loss of family, foreclosure, the loss of homes, left, that's when God's doing his best work. I promise you, sis. I promise you, bro. There is hope. Let this time of suffering take you into the time of reigning. God wants you to be encouraged. God wants me to be encouraged. He wants us to be prepared, arm ourselves, and to step away from those things that are carnal, not to be armed with those things that are not effective. Not weapons of our warfare that are not mighty, that are not powerful, but those things that transform the mind and bring us into the place of victory is the call of the Lord. Oh my God, let the Spirit of God now go, and there be a loosing, and there be a releasing of the hope that brings faith. He said that the armor is the part of our armor is faith, that we are those that declare, not only do we believe the promises of God, but we believe the God that promised, that we leave those things that are of pride, how I thought it should go, who I thought should still be here, how I thought they should have treated me, and I embrace the armor of humility that access, that brings access to, that brings access to peace, that I'm armored with humility, I'm armored in my mind like Christ, I'm well balanced and I'm sober. I recognize that the adversary has raged in a battle that he's already lost. We release the hope. We release the hope that only God brings. Peace that passes all understanding. Be loosed over the airways now in the name that is above every other name. We loose it. We release it. That brings restoration. That brings the strength to suffer. That brings enduring strength. Even when pain and devastation are present. That mantles the mind with the word of God. We loose it now. Receive it in your heart. Receive it in your mind. And all those things that bring overcoming and victory be yours, not only now, but forever in him. In Jesus' name, amen. Woman of God, it's back to you.
Thank you, woman of God, for that message. I was listening to you on Facebook Live at the same time.
Yes, I'm so honored
to be a part of the program on tonight. I thank God for everything that was said. I thank God for those keys. He suffered for us in the flesh. Arm yourself likewise with the same mind. And then to know that we do need leadership. We need to be able to follow our leadership. Our leadership should be in place for us and be humbled and have a well balanced. I thank God for everything you said on tonight. I'm just in awe right now, just to know that what was said was just to bring life to us, to just give us just something to just live by, look forward to, and just understand that he said in order to reign with him, we must suffer with him. So that is not a surprise. But we know that we can go to him for everything and anything that we need to even get us through the situations we need to go through. Because if I have to suffer in this world, I'd rather be suffering with Christ. So I'm going to ask Apostle-elect if she was to have the time to open up the lines right now so that we can have people to say and give you all the information that they need to give you or how you bless them on tonight. Apostle-elect, are the lines open?
Lines are open from the beginning of the program every month.
Okay, the lines are open. So for you all that want to speak into the woman of God's life on tonight, go right ahead.
Praise the Lord. God bless everyone. This is Janice, and I was tremendously blessed by the word of God that Dr. Wright just spoken, and I tell you, it just added more nuggets and made me more equipped. So I certainly thank you for that rhema word for such a time as this, and I thank you just for your obedience to just bring forth a bold word courageously. And I so appreciate you and everything that you do, and even how you blessed us on a couple of weeks ago and how you blessed us again on today. So just stay encouraged and keep going forward in Jesus' name.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Sister Janet. Is there anyone else that would like to speak at this time? The woman of God.
Hey, Dr. Wright, this is Cecilia. Thank you so much for reminding us about our faith and about the leaders. The enemy of our soul comes against the leadership in the church, and it's amazing how large and how much the divorce rate has increased because of us not being sober-minded and the lions that are sitting on the front row showing all of their heritage and all of that. You got to really be sober-minded in order to stay focused. And these husbands and wives, whether you're the pastor or the first lady or whatever your title is, it really takes God. And like you said, being in the Word, to stay sober-minded, to stay in the Word, because, like I said, the enemy's going to come again. Those that are in leadership, and if you can't be humble enough to say, like Dr. Rice said, oh, I'm wrong, or I don't have to say anything, you are really going to have a hard time. So I thank you, I thank you, I thank you so very much.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Apostle Elect, Cecilia, for those words. Is there anyone else at this time? I thank you all so much for taking the time out. Is there someone trying to speak at this time? I thank you all so much for taking the time out to the program on tonight to hear what Dr. Wright had to say. I told her earlier I was very excited and ready to hear what she was going to speak on tonight. And as usual, he blessed me, so I'm going to ask again, is there anyone that would like to speak into the woman of God's life for tonight? Okay, Dr. Wright, I so enjoyed you on Facebook Live. I want to know, are you having any cheap plugs you would like to give out to us and let us know?
Well, you know, I just wanted to share with all of you. Thank you all so much. God has blessed us so much, and we are just really, honestly overwhelmed with gratitude for what God can see in us and plan for us and purpose for us as we press forward. But in addition to that, I had been holding off, and I would say every week I would say, okay, I'm going to have the announcement. I'm going to have the announcement. But, woman of God, did you just receive? I just tried to send you something. Can you check your text and see if you got a text for me?
I'm going to check right now.
And so I had been saying, if you all just would bear with us a few more moments. So I would just say, oh, you know, I got a surprise for you. And then the woman of God, she's so sweet, Sister Renee. Her name is Sylvia. We call her Renee. She'll say, is it this month? Are we ready? And I'm like, no, we thought we would be ready. We're not ready yet. And she said, okay, I'll wait next week. But how many people know it's so good when people love you and really are looking for and excited for what is happening in your life? And that is what Sister Sylvia has been for me concerning this surprise.
I see it.
Yes, yes, yes. So we are ready to announce we have finally entered the final stages, and we'll have a book release on September 1st. We have a series of books called The Last Description You'll Ever Need. We wanted to wait until we had had registered the name of the book with the Library of Congress, and we wanted to wait until we had all of our ducks in a row, and we are in the final stages. We've got this book that is almost prepared to go to print, and some others that are in midway stages. This will be a series of books that the Holy Spirit will use to be a blessing to its people, because he has been a blessing to us with them. And so that was the announcement that we had for you. We are going to come on to Blog Talk and make some available to those audience members once we actually get them and get them in our hands. We'll have some e-versions as well, and we will make them available to you all. So thank you so much, Sister Sylvia, for praying with me, for being excited with me. That was the announcement that we've been holding since, I think, about March or April. And we had actually tried one time before to release this book, but weren't able to bring it to completion. But we are there now. Hallelujah. So we will book release is September 1st. And we will give you more information about that as that date approaches. But that's all that we have, Linda God. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you so much for that. I am just excited. I see it. I love the picture. I love everything about it. I can't wait. God is so good. So I just want to say to you all, thank you all for joining in on the program. Thank you all for being faithful. We look forward to you all joining our services that we have. I'm going to give you all our program as followed, and then I will let the woman of God pray us out, because we want to make sure that God has the last word. So first of all, we love you all with the love of the Lord. There's nothing you can do about it. This ministry is called Smile 3E, Iron Sharpening Iron. We're here on Sunday mornings at 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time. That's 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time, 10:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, with Apostle-elect Cecilia Kaiser and Minister Sheila Kaiser, with Minister Brandy Kaiser. On Monday nights, we have a different speaker every Monday, but it's the same speakers every month. So the first Monday is Dr. Serena Wright. The second Mondays are Pastor Servant Troy Thomas. The third Mondays are Margot McCord. And the fourth Mondays are myself, Minister Sylvia Kaiser. You're here every Friday night from 9 o'clock Central Standard Time, that's p.m., 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, with our program, with the first and third Friday of every month is myself, Minister Sylvia Kaiser. The second Friday of every month, our Prophet Antoine Thomas. And if there's a Friday of that month, we will be celebrating that together, myself and Prophet Thomas. Now, one thing I forgot to tell you, if it's a fifth Monday in a month, we will have a youth minister that will be ministering for the youth, so that we don't leave the youth out, because we know that God's word said every knee must bow and every tongue must confess. We're not leaving any room for the enemy. So with that being said, our foundational scripture is Matthew's 6:33, and it says, "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." Now, don't forget, be here next Monday. Here, servant, Pastor Troy Thomas. So good night, everyone. We love you with the love of the Lord. But Pastor Serena Wright will be praying us out tonight. Now, Arthur, also, pray us out on tonight, Dr. Wright.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you right now for those things that have already finished in you. And God, as a life brings suffering and disappointment, as we must release those things that we desire to take up your will, that we would arm ourselves the way you did, with your mind, with a mind that is determined, with purpose and assignment before us, that we would keep those things in perspective, knowing that you are not only the God that, not only believing the promises of God, but we believe in you, the God that promised. And so we thank you right now for all the transformative word and deliverance that will be released through your word for those that listen and receive the truth in the name of Jesus. We thank you in advance of its manifestation, but we are sure that it is so. For we declare that and speak it over your people according to your word, and we know we have it in Jesus' name. Amen. Good night.
Amen.